Welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Paravano. And today we have a question here from Dan. Dan is a 62-year-old former electrician. Here is Dan's question, or his story, actually. I started having knee pain almost 2 years ago, December 2008, and had an orthopedic doctor look at the knee and told me that he has osteoarthritis in both knees, which was why one knee hurt with one day and the other one the next, sometimes both at the same time. He did arthroscopic surgery on the left knee, and it worked for a while, and then back to where it was before the surgery. I've had numerous cortisone shots in each knee without any long-term benefits. Currently getting injections of Synvisc into the knees, and have had one shot, and two more are due next week. My knees feel worse than before, and I feel like there's a golf ball inside of my knee, although it is slowly receding. The doctor may feel this may buy some time before having a knee replacement. I am also on two long-term narcotic pain relievers, Opana, oxymorphone, and fentanyl. This is some strong stuff, and I wish I could be rid of them. However, my leg, neck, and back pain is too severe to go off the meds. I am hesitant to have knee replacement due to the fact that I'm already on so much pain medication. I do not believe they would be able to control the pain after surgery. I watched your video. Nothing is broken. It is just the result of arthritis that I am having knee trouble. This, at least, is what the doctors have made me believe. I don't know who to trust anymore. I am still in lots of pain. For example, when we drive for 20 to 40 minutes in the car, I get out and can barely walk because of the knee pain. It takes a minute or two to get going, and then I'm okay. Have any suggestions? I am open to anything you may say that would help me. I am 62 years old and worked years on my knees and climbing ladders as an electrician. I retired on disability 12 years ago because of multiple health concerns. Degenerative disc disease was one of the things. Thanks for listening, Dan. Okay, Dan. Yes, I have a bunch of suggestions, actually. And what's most important is we need to zoom out. We need to get a bird's eye view of what's happening here. And what's going on in your back and in your knees is pretty much the same thing. I talk about how we need to create the conditions to making getting out of knee pain inevitable. Well, to this point, the conditions that have been created in your body have been just the opposite. The conditions have been set up so that your body is in pain. So what we need to do is begin to reverse that. And you can think of it like a string that's been wound up for a very long time. You know, after a while you wind the string, it begins winding up upon itself. A telephone cord is a good example. One of those old rotary telephone cords is kind of the same situation. And when the body is under stress for an extended period of time, and believe me, being in the trades is a very stressful position. My father was an excavator, and I was familiar with construction, so I understand how that works. So what happened is your body is like that string. It's been wound up and wound up and wound up your entire life. You have stresses and injuries and traumatic situations and things such as that, that the body continues to tense up and tense up more and tense up more and tense up more. And finally, what ends up happening is as it tenses up, it's squeezing the fluid out of the joints. There's no space for water to get into your joints and lubricate the joints so they don't wear. So what happens is now the discs begin to degenerate. It's the same thing in your knees. There's no space for the synovial fluid in your joint to get in. So even if you drink plenty of water, which I would highly suggest, you drink plenty of water, which flushes out the acidic state in your body, there's no room for the water to get to in your joints. This is what can't be seen on an X-ray, a CT scan, or an MRI. This is what doctors don't talk about because they don't understand it. It's something outside of their paradigm. So what I'm talking about, and a perfect example of it, is make a fist. Squeeze your fist just for a couple of seconds. And then open up that fist and look at your hand. And for a split second, you're seeing it, the skin being white. And then it turns flush red because the blood is flowing into that area. That what happened is when you squeeze your fist, now the fist is too tight for the blood and the oxygen and the water and the fluid, the synovial fluid, to get into your hand because of the tension in your fist. And as soon as you open up your hand, now the blood and the oxygen flows into that area. This is the same thing that's going on in your body. When your body feels stressed, it tenses up. That's the natural response to stressful situations, to tense situations, to traumas, to accidents, to falls, to whatever, you name it. So what happens is your body gets into a state of hyper alertness. It's like it experiences tension, so it tenses up more to respond to the tension. And then it tenses up more to respond to that new level of tension. And if we aren't actively getting our body to let go and let loose, this builds up over time. And what does everybody call that? They call that old age. And they have to label it as something. Disc degeneration, herniated discs, arthritis. All of those labels are just a function of the body holding on to stress and tension for an extended period of time. And the string gets wound up tighter and tighter and tighter. It irritates the nerves, begins to wear away at the joints. You have pain. You can visibly see it on an X-ray, a CT scan, or an MRI. So the idea is we want to properly hydrate the body. We want to get it the proper food so it can heal. And some of the foods that you eat actually contain what is referred to as anti-nutrients. They could actually deprive your body of what it needs and cause more damage. You could think of it like water in your gas tank. It can look just like gas. If you mix gas and water together, it'll still smell like gas. However, when you put it in your gas tank, your car's going to run horrible. So we want to get the proper fuel in your body so your body can heal what's going on in your knees. The proper fluid, meaning the water, so it can flush it out. And sorry, coffee, tea, alcohol does not substitute for water. That can actually dehydrate your body and cause it to get worse. The water and the nutrition set up the foundation. The next piece is the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. Now, Dan, with what you have going on, I wouldn't suggest any exercises quite yet. We want to get the body more relaxed, more loose, reduce the level of stress and tension, and we would do that through breathing and stretching. We would get the space in the joints. So now the good food and the good water that you're drinking can begin to get into those joints and heal what's going on. I have a ton of videos in my virtual clinic where I talk about this. I get into detail. I have actual videos of me showing you how to do this because this is very comprehensive. There's a lot of stuff here. We're talking about retraining everything that's been going on for the past 62 years. We want to begin to undo these processes. Because if they don't change, you're looking at the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I'm sure you Because if it doesn't change, what you're looking at is a knee replacement. You're looking at getting the knees replaced. And if you don't get the knees replaced, you're looking at a situation where you'll be in a wheelchair. And, of course, I don't think you want anything like that. And if you have any grandchildren, well, count out playing with them, because that just won't happen. Or doing anything you want to do with your family, friends, loved ones. So the key is to start changing those patterns. What I'd like to have is a conversation with you. Shoot me an email, bill@thekneepainguru.com, and we can set up a time where we can chat to see if it would be feasible to work together. If it's in alignment with who you are and what you're doing, where you want to go. The other piece is that, you'd want to get into my virtual clinic, definitely. At the very, very least, get into the virtual clinic because it covers those five areas, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing. And I'm continually putting up more information that educates you about how to get over chronic knee pain, addressing those stress and tension patterns that build up in the nervous system, that we need to bring the body back into alignment by creating the conditions that making getting out of knee pain inevitable. Now, if you're listening to this podcast and you aren't sure where to start, go to my website, thekneepainguru.com, and fill in your first name and valid email address, and I'll get a free report. Now, that free report covers those five areas that I was talking about, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing, and it will show you the bird's eye view, what I was talking about with Dan here today. So go ahead and do that now, and Dan, I look forward to talking with you. Thank you so much for being here. Dan, thanks for a great question, and I'm looking forward to next time.